When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Rookie of the year, all pro, first team. You go down the list of accolades, and Baldy, you could debate that Aaron Donald is the best interior defensive lineman ever. I can't say that because I saw Reggie White and you played with Reggie White, and I would never discredit what Reggie White was as the most intimidating defensive interior defensive lineman ever. But I think this dude is 1A. And I think Aaron Donald, for the 10 years he played, saying I'm done, he put out a great statement. Baldy, let's talk about Aaron and his impact and how damn good he was as he steps away from the NFL.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Reggie. Before I played with Reggie, I played against Reggie. And like, there's only a couple. But, you know, it's LT, there's Reggie, there's Aaron. There's only a couple guys that have ever played a game where literally you come into your Wednesday meeting and you got your game plan. And the game plan was, how are we going to stop this beast? What are we going to do? Well, how are we going to protect our quarterback against this animal? And I'll give you a story. This year, the Eagles played the Rams week 5. The week before, the Rams played the Indianapolis Colts. So the Eagles are in there with the offensive line. They're in there with Jeff Stoutland, Lane Johnson, you know, Jason Kelsey. They're all there. And they're watching the most recent game of the Rams and the Colts. And I'm getting text messages while they're in the meeting going, Baldy, did you watch Aaron Donald this week? Like, what? He ruined the Colts offense, and he did. And the Rams won the game in overtime. And that's kind of what it was like. It was, how are we going to game plan so that he doesn't ruin our offense? And the Eagles came up with a game plan they had never done before. They said, Jason Kelsey decided, look, wherever Aaron Donald goes, he goes on a twist stunt, he lines up at end. Wherever he goes, I'm going. We'll figure out whoever's in front of me and whatever else. We'll figure that out. But I'm going to double Aaron Donald wherever he is. That was the game plan. Now, he didn't ruin their offense. In fact, I don't think he had a quarterback hit in the game. But that's what it was like every week. You know, Sean Payton in New Orleans. I'll never forget calling the offensive line coach of the year a couple of years ago when they played Aaron Donald. That was – Sean Payton spent more time at 2 o'clock in the morning coming up with a game plan to stop Aaron Donald. Drew Brees, they're all in the meeting late at night. That's what you had to try and do. And even with that, run, pass – like, he could just blow your offense up. And nobody had a better skill set, an array of moves. And I remember, like, I'm sitting here, look, studying all these defensive linemen now. The kid out of Texas right now, the kid out of Illinois. Like, I'm studying them all. I don't even want to mention their name because I'm talking about Aaron Donald. But I remember here 10 years ago watching Aaron Donald at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And people say, he's too small. He's going to get washed up. Yeah, he's got good moves, but he's – I mean, size was never a factor. In fact, it made it a lot easier to draft Kalijah Kansi out of Pitt last year because of the – and not that – I mean, he's comparing him to Aaron, but when he was at Pitt, he met Aaron. Aaron worked with them. You see a lot of the moves that Kalijah has now, learned from Aaron. I'm good friends with the guy that basically trained his hand-to-hand combat, that trains a lot of guys in the NFL right now. And, you know, what we saw was the finished product, but you never saw, because as soon as the season was over, Aaron went back to Pittsburgh and he lifted his weights and he trained and he was relentless. And, you know, the guy basically went his whole career without getting hurt, dominating the line of scrimmage. The numbers were the numbers. Defensive player of the year, you only got 3 of them. Probably could have been another one year. But regardless, he's the best what we've seen, you know, in the last 20 years. And if you want to compare him to other guys, that's fine. He doesn't play that game. He'll let everybody else talk. But, you know, it was one of those guys like Barry Sanders. 10 years, I'm done. I'm out of here. And that's exactly what Barry did. You know, and there would be 31 other teams that might go chase Aaron going, hey, we could really make it easy for you, Aaron. You don't have to practice, play together. But, you know, he's got young kids. He'll be back in Pittsburgh. Probably won't hear much from him.
Nope.
Not going to be doing the media circuit. Not going to be doing TV. He's been the same guy for all 10 years.
Yeah, it's. I said this the other day, and just to kind of put it in perspective, because everybody thinks they're going to play 12, 15 years, you know, however long you want. Rarely does that happen.
Yes.
Rarely do you get to play as long as you want because something forces you out. But I said, Baldy, if somebody said to you, if you had a magic genie and they said, here's 10 years and you're going to get to play, what are you going to do with it? And it's almost like Aaron Donald said, I'll take this and run. Like, I'm going to take this and I'm going to give you 10 and I'm going to give you 10 incredible years. And I've always felt like even in plays and games where it felt like he didn't have the kind of impact you thought, to your point, you still had the game plan for him. And I'll say this. I met there's a couple of coaches that coached him at Pitt. They told me a story. This was years ago. This is probably 5-6 years ago. That Aaron Donald was so dominant in practice that they'd have to take him out so that the offense could do work, so that they could literally work on what they were trying to work on because they couldn't block him in practice. So they literally, you know, for those of you who don't know, there are periods in practice. Baldy's been around it and done it his whole life. But, you know, you got period 1, 2, 3, 4. You get to certain periods and you're working against the defense. And so they literally told me, like, for 3 periods of practice, go take a break. They tell him, you know, just get on the sidelines because he was so disruptive in practice, Baldy. And so that is how he practiced. And this is what I'm getting to. For everybody out there who always talks about these great players and how blessed they are with ability and talent, and Baldy, we've seen it 300 million times. But the guys that are really special practice that way. They practice like that. And that is how he went about his business.
Well, so, you know, you know how, like, the storytelling, one story triggers another story. So I'm out in Napa. The Raiders are scrimmaging the Rams. This is like 4 years ago. So Warren Sapp is out there. I'm out there, like, me and Sapp are, you know, we're kind of watching this thing. So we just want to watch Aaron, you know. So Aaron, this, so it's a, it's, I mean, it's full. These teams don't like each other.
Sure.
This is the Raiders and the Rams, you know. So, literally, Aaron is doing exactly what you said. He's going full speed in every drill. So, inevitably, Aaron starts the fight. Aaron finishes the fight. And wherever Sean McVay was, he's watching his quarterbacks. He's on the offensive side of the field. He comes running. And his with as much gusto as he can, he's trying to grab Aaron. Nobody else. Only Aaron. And pull him away, try and do his best to pull him away. This went on. I mean, I'm telling you, there must have been 5-6 brawls that Aaron was right in the middle of. He grabbed one face mask, just ripped it right off the helmet. I see Aaron at the end of this whole thing. And I go, so I just say, Aaron, like, I just got to tell you, man, that was some display today. I go, he goes, it's not a display, Bald. It's what I do every day. Like, they want to, like, act up like that. I'm just going to, you know, put them in their place.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, the amount of skirmishes and Sean McVay's, like, the terror in his face that Aaron would actually throw a punch, do something to his hand or something like that.
That's great.
I mean, there's a million stories, you know, with him. But I just do think there's something about, in any sport, guys that leave the party before the lights come on.
Yeah.
You know, and before the party's over, and they just leave. They walk out. You know, I remember my brother played with a guy, Art Still, who was a dominant player in Kansas City, and his goal was to literally take his helmet off, put it on the field, have his wife pick him up in the van with his kids, and drive off into the sunset, never be heard from again. And in some ways, you know, Aaron talked about maybe after they won a Super Bowl 2 years ago, which was his 8th year. And I remember talking to him on the field that day before Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And I just reminded him, not that I needed to do this, but I said, this is your moment, Aaron. Like, there's going to be a time in this game when you're going to have a chance to take the game over. That's exactly what he did on that last drive of Cincinnati. Wow. And, you know, he took the game over. And he just – he has the rare ability. There's only a couple guys that know how to do it. Reggie did it. You know, a couple guys that knew how to do it. Take a game over when the game was in the balance. And it was close. It's my time. And that's exactly what he did in the biggest game that he played of his career.
Yeah. And Baldy, you're right. We're not going to hear from him. Hell, he hardly did any media. I mean, let's be honest. He just didn't seek it out, right? Yeah. That just is not who he was. It doesn't make him a bad guy. It doesn't mean anything. It's just not who he was. He just wanted to go play and play. And so I agree. I think he'll ride off, and we'll see him in 5 years in Canton. And I
remember real quick, Carl, I remember one time a couple years ago, I'm doing a game in Minnesota. Rams are playing the Vikings. He comes out of the tunnel. I see him. I come up to him. They had just played Seattle the week before. And he chased Russell Wilson all over the yard, sacked him two times. I just jokingly said, you know, Aaron, if you played Russell Wilson every week, they wouldn't wait 5 years to put you in the Hall of Fame. They just put you in the Hall of Fame. Like, nobody, like, I mean, if you ask Russell right now, who's in his nightmares at night, it's Aaron Donald. Like, they're same division all those years, twice a year. I mean, he just harassed Russell Wilson like nobody's business.